Hello.
Hi, this is Mary from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed and this service is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote for North Carolina?
Yes, and I'm voting for Ms. Kamala Harris. I'm a Democrat.
Okay, perfect. Just let me just ask you a couple of extra questions. Thank you very much for sharing that information. What is the year of your birth?
85.
Thank you very much. Okay. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Hispanic, yes.
Hispanic. Okay. And within the Hispanic and Latino community, are you Mexican-American, Chicano, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or Dominican, or another one?
Mexican-American.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Okay, all right. Again, you will say that your race is Latino, right?
Yes.
Okay. What is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade
Bachelor.
Or below? Sorry.
Bachelor.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's. Okay. Thank you. All right. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all.
I will say about a 4.
About a 4, okay. Thank you. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied. Thank you. Okay, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. So the first person is J.D. Benz.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, no problem. What about Kamala Harris? How do you feel about her?
I'm excited to see what she will do.
Sorry?
I said I'm excited to see what she will do with the country.
Okay. And if you put that in a scale from 0 to 10, in which 0 is that you feel very unfavorable and 10 very favorable, how will you rate Kamala?
We'll say an 8.
8. Okay, thank you. Okay, what about the Republican Party? How will you rate, or how do you feel towards the Republican Party?
1.
1. Okay. What about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I don't really know much about him aside from, you know, his last name and what. How he, his last name ties to the country, you know, but I don't really know much about him.
Okay. Do you consider yourself that you can provide him a number on a scale or in a never heard of category?
I'm so sorry. I'm never heard.
Okay. What about the Democratic Party?
I would say right now, before they announced Kamala, I would say I was at a 5. Right now, I am at an 8.
8. Thank you. Okay, what about Donald Trump?
Oh, my God, number 1 or 0. Is there a 0?
Yes, we have 0. Okay. Now, what about the Attorney General Josh Stein?
Never heard of him.
And Last one, Joe Biden.
Bless his heart, but I'm glad that he decided to go down. If for the fact that he stepped down, I will give him a 9.
9. Okay, thank you. Okay, if I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Kamala.
I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic.
Okay. Thank you. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Statement A. Voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Or statement B, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much.
Can you repeat that again?
Yes, of course. I will read two statements, and you need to tell me which of the following you feel closer to your opinion. The statement B is my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life the most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. Statement A, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life.
Okay. Sorry, I'm at work. So you said that the first statement was A or B?
The first statement that I just read was B, and the last that I just read is A.
Okay. The very first statement that you read.
Oh, the A one. Yeah.
The my personal decisions impact my everyday life.
What did you say again?
My personal decisions impact my everyday life.
Okay. That is a statement B. How much closer do you feel about this statement? That is, based on what you believe, do you feel that it's much more closer or somewhat closer?
Which one?
Sorry?
Which statement?
That's the statement B, the one that you choose. How closer do you consider that to your own belief? Much more closer or somewhat closer to your opinion?
Somewhat closer.
Okay. All right. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people? Statement two, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. And third, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
Option two.
Okay.
Currently, they're not helping what's going on in the world or in our country.
Okay, thank you. In general, do you feel negative or positive about the following statements? The first statement, do you feel positive or negative about your own future?
Yo ahorita lo voy a traer. Si quieres, tíralo, yo voy. I'm sorry, what did you say?
Yeah. I will read a list of statements, and you will let me know if you feel negative or positive about it. The first one is your own future. Do you feel positive or negative about it?
Okay.
How do you feel, positive or of negative?
Oh, about which one?
About your own future.
I think positive.
Positive? What about the future of the planet? How do you feel, positive or negative?
Positive.
Okay, and the future of the country?
Mm.
I want to be positive. I think we have to be.
Okay.
We have to be positive.
Okay. Do you expect it to be harder or easier for you to vote in the upcoming 2024 November general election, or will it be about the same?
Well, now that Kamala Harrison is on the ballot, I feel much more positive about voting.
Yeah, but in the scale to harder to easier, how do you consider, how do you expect to be the process for November in November elections?
I think it's going to be very nasty, just like it was when Trump first ran. We're going to have a nasty, not nasty election.
Okay. Do you expect it? I will read the question again. Do you expect it to be harder or easier for you to vote in the upcoming 2024 November general election, or will it be about the same?
Easy.
So in this case, will it be somewhat easier or much easier?
Much easier.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. I will read the options now. I don't know enough about the candidates because voting doesn't change things that matter to me. I don't have time to vote. I don't like any of the candidates. Racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote. It is too difficult for me to vote because elections are rich and my vote won't matter or other.
No, I'm going to vote.
Okay, thank you. So, who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? You can select...
Republic.
Okay, I will read the list and you can tell me, or you can indicate all of the options that you feel more related to. The first option are Democrats, then we have all politicians, racist politicians, MAGA Republicans, or none of the above.
Racist politicians.
Okay. You can choose more than one.
The Republican Party.
Okay, thank you. All right. Below, it is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how concerned you are about each item on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that they are very concerned, 5 means you are neither concerned or unconcerned, and 0 means you are not concerned at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. So the first threat is giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstration against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech. Do you feel concerned about this or not concerned at all? Remember, 0 is not concerned at all, and 10 is very concerned.
10,
okay. Remember, you can choose any number in between as well. The second threat is preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal.
10,
okay. Third, restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters.
10.
Okay, having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that the only right types of voters get to vote.
10. And that happened. 10.
Arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote.
10. That should be illegal.
Sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors.
10.
Okay. Creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives.
Can you repeat that?
Yes, of course. Creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday life?
Oh, no, I say on that case, I'm like a five.
Five.
We need a little surveillance because we don't know how to behave.
Okay, thank you. Increasing political violence in response to the American elections, how do you feel about this one?
Eight. Trump did that.
Thank you. And the last one, allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns.
10.
10. Thank you. How big of a problem is racial discrimination in your community today? A big problem, somewhat of a problem, small problem, or not a problem?
I live by a military base. Luckily for me, very little problem.
Okay, thank you.
Very. No, oh, what's better than little? Is there like
We have big problem, somewhat of a problem, small problem, and not a problem.
I would say not a problem, maybe around, but not in favor.
Okay, thank you. Have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behaviors within the past 2 years?
Oh, yeah, just the other day. But the crazy thing is, it didn't come from a white person. It came from an Indian person towards blacks.
Well, in this case, the question doesn't specify where the behavior or comment is coming from, so it's just a general
question. Oh, yes.
So, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, below are some statements that Democrats have made about Republicans. On a scale from 0 to 10, please indicate how concerned you are about the statement, where 10 means you are extremely concerned about the statement, 5 means you are neither concerned nor unconcerned about the statement, and 0 means you are not at all concerned about the statement. Again, you may select any number from 0 to 10. The first statement is, instead of addressing the rising cost of living, MAGA Republicans continue to cater to the wealthy corporations that are raising our prices while not paying taxes.
Yep, they're doing what was I supposed to say?
Yeah, in this case, 0 is not concerned and 10 is extremely concerned.
Extremely concerned.
Okay. Remember, you can choose any number from 0 to 10 as well.
Okay.
MAGA Republicans are trying to create barriers to the ballot box and even overturn our elections.
I would say 8.
8. Thank you. But MAGA Republicans are attacking our freedom to vote so they can take and hold power from themselves.
8.
Okay. And since our nation's founding, a faction has tried to suppress the power of people of color for enslavement to Jim Crow segregation.
8.
Thank you. Okay. Here it is a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. Which of one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make change on the issues that you care about the most? You may select up to 2 options. I will read the options now. The first one is posting on social media, boycotting a company.
I'm going to have to let you go because this is taking way too long.
Oh, no, don't worry. We are just like 2 or 3 minutes left about finishing.
I'm kind of busy.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
We are almost done.
You have a press afternoon.
Can I call you back because we're about to finish? Oh. No, por qué? Me colgo. Sí. Me faltaban como 6 preguntas. Yo también. No.